I am sure hoping that Jeff Bumgarner will receive another award later this year in October. You know, he's been nominated for another award. He's won several. He's been nominated a number of times. He's won several times, Dove Awards, and he's up for another Dove Award. I hope he is selected again. All right. And of course, that was him you were hearing from with the choir, First Baptist North Augusta Choir. CD entitled Your Word, the song entitled Only Love. Medical news today is sharing some information about video games, and I want to ask you this question. I know that you've heard a bit about it. You read a bit about it, especially over the last years. I don't mean just the last 2 or 3 months either. I mean maybe the last 10 or 12 years. What do you suppose is the connection between video games and the brain? Do you suppose there's a connection at all? If there is a connection, is it positive? Is it negative? Video games' impact on the brain. Is there one? Well, that said, let me ask you this question. When it comes to video games alone, I'm not talking about all the different ways that people can find themselves looking at a screen. Smartphone screen, laptop screen, desktop screen. I'm not talking about that. Social media, reading the news online. I'm not talking about that. Research online. Nope. Just when it comes to video games. You with me now, right? When it comes to video games alone, that and nothing else. How much time would you suppose we spend in front of the screens just when it comes to video games? Would you say, and I say we now, everybody who plays games, no matter what their age, no matter what ethnicity, the total amount of time spent collectively now, not just one individual, not just one household, if you count up all the people who spend time playing video games, how much time would you say that collectively we spend in front of our screens? I don't want to give you any clues this time. I mean, any choices this time. I just want you to think about it for a while. Think about it for a while. And then I'm going to tell you what the number is. And I think you're going to love it. Here's the thing. Due to their widespread use, scientists have researched how video games affect the brain and behavior. So there is an effect. Back to the question, are the effects positive or negative? Is it possible that some effects are positive while other effects are negative? Okay, here we go. I know you want to know, and I'd be remiss if I didn't go ahead and answer the question now. I can't have y'all wait until Saturday for this answer. No, that would not be fair. How much time collectively video gamers spend in front of their screens? Would you believe 3 billion hours per week? Be sure to join me Saturday as I continue this discussion, probably the second hour of Saturday. We got to find out about this. What is this? What do the 3 billion hours per week, ladies and gentlemen? That's almost 160 billion hours per year just gaming. What is the impact on our brain? We'll talk about it. Be sure to join me. If for whatever reason you miss me live on 1550 AM, The Voice this Saturday, you can pick it up at some point, maybe late Saturday evening or afterwards, just go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And just go to Saturday, September 29th, 2018. And again, this is going to be during the second hour. And so you'll know which hour to plug into so you can hear the conversation. If, for whatever reason, you're not able to join us when I'm live on 1550 AM The Voice. Appreciate you all so much again for listening. Thank you so much for thinking through so much of what we live through. Thank you so much for talking about it. Appreciate you so much for being a part of the Speaking With community, the Speaking With listening community. Till next time, remember to do everything you can to let some of life's best moments come through you.